But will Prime Minister Sharon's cabinet accept the roadmap? That's the question this morning as the Israeli cabinet meets for a crucial vote on peace plans. Joining us is NPR's Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem. Linda, where do things stand now?
Well, the cabinet has been going on for several hours already. The question is whether the cabinet will accept the roadmap. Sharon convened the ministers from his own Likud party, asked them to support it. Several of them, including finance minister and former prime minister Benjamin Netanyahu, have already said they will not support it. However, a slim majority is expected in the cabinet for approval of the roadmap, and it would be the first time that an Israeli government has explicitly approved a plan calling for an independent Palestinian state.
So if the plan is approved, what are the next steps?
Well, the next step is likely to be a summit between President Bush and the Israeli and Palestinian prime ministers. They're talking about sometime in the first week of June, possibly at Sharm el-Sheikh. Sharon has said he has some reservations about this. He just wants the Americans and the Jordanians and the Egyptians there. He's not thrilled about having the European Union and Russia and the United Nations there, although they're also co-authors of this U.S.-backed roadmap. And Sharon has said that he prefers it to be in Jordan rather than at Sharm el-Sheikh. But there will be some kind of meeting between the three. And then the next step is the beginning of implementation, which calls on the Palestinians to crack down hard on Islamist groups, which certainly won't be easy. And it calls on Israel to move troops back to where they were before the beginning of the Intifada almost 3 years ago, 32 months ago, and also calls on Israel to dismantle some unauthorized settlement outposts. So each side has some really tough jobs to do right at the outset of this process.
This is not a popular vote with Mr. Sharon's cabinet. Any concerns about the stability of the government?
No. I mean, it's possible that one or two of the most hardline cabinet ministers will pull out of the government, but the opposition Labor Party has already said that they will provide a safety net for Sharon. In other words, when the issue comes up for a vote in the entire Knesset, there is a good chance that it will pass. One of the things that's interesting is that a poll last week found that only one in three Israelis support the roadmap. It'll be interesting to see if that changes. However, Sharon is in a very strong position, as opposed to the past when this was the kind of issue that could bring down an Israeli government. Israeli analysts say that is very unlikely this time.
The Palestinians have accepted the roadmap as a whole, but how difficult will implementation be for Palestinian Prime Minister Mahmoud Abbas?
Well, it's going to be quite difficult. I mean, the first stage of the roadmap calls for a crackdown on Islamist groups such as Hamas and Islamic Jihad, and even the Al-Aqsa Martyr Brigades, which are an offshoot of Yasser Arafat's Fatah movement. As opposed to 1996, when the Palestinian Authority did crack down on these Islamist groups, they're far more popular now. They're still able to carry out attacks. Last week, there were six different terrorist attacks and suicide bombing that killed 12 people. Part of it calls on the Palestinians to surrender illegal weapons. Now, Palestinian Prime Minister Mahmoud Abbas has said he is willing to do this. He's brought in a security chief, Mohammed Dahlan, but it's going to be very, very tough and perhaps very unpopular on the Palestinian street.
NPR's Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem. Thanks a lot, Linda.
Thank you, Leanne.